Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Rabasha Bragadabali Yakabarabu Shibrahanda Bagaradabu Shabababababa Repekesho Bragadia Bakabarabababa. Make sure your eyes are closed as you pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit everywhere. Lara Bagabaya. Rababosha. Rababosha. Kabababababababababa. Just pray in the Spirit. Rabaku sata pakakale bragadia baso papa ragababush shapapa bababa ragabadush regebu sanda bakula bragadia balokotobush e baratu samba baba bebelegede beria gadaba jabakotolo baba 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 E pakatolo baba shaka bala kabala gada gada bala gaba baba baba. Repeto kosuna mana kepere gadia bala karobu shaba baba baba baba. Pray, pray everywhere. Papa to shaba baba 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 baba. O toko bologo do bologo do bogo do bogo dia kabara gadaya. Panda karaba shopa katala na balega de ba 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 Repoko toko toko bo 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 ya paka pa 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 pa. Hey, reposha baba baba. Paso poto kuburu kudubu shande baba baba. La paka baba 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 baba. Repeso toko bo shopa katala baba berrege debu shabala gaba baba baba baya. Everywhere, lift your voice, close your eyes, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Para da ba 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 ba. Japako sokotolo boyoko baba baruya. Onda kaba baba du seponde de baliaga. Japaka baba 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 baba. Om babariya raro sande baya khonda da baya. Close your eyes, pray. Ya come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord. and an innumerable multitude of angels, where the spirit of just men are made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to a blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Lord, we give you praise and we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, come. Hey, come. King of kings, lift your hands. Faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he. Listen, everywhere. You see, I don't know if it's because we just had to, we created the team by the Spirit, but one of the things the Lord will address, you know, many people don't understand that a Christian is in a spiritual warfare. I see the Lord breaking a lot of things tonight. It's not because you are not a new creation, but you see, there are two sides of the of this teaching tonight. Warfare, you know, there are two ways you engage warfare: by knowledge and by prayer. If you don't understand, you cannot pray effectively. You know, some people are born again, but they don't understand even this, they are born again world. They don't understand it. They are not even engaged into the supernatural. I'm not talking about him necessarily. I'm talking about something general.
So you see, they have this brand all over them that they are born again, but the experience is not really a born again experience. Do you people understand what I'm trying to say? Because they are not even engaging the supernatural. They are not engaging their born again nature as they ought to. It happens to a lot of people. So, in fact, when I found that the Christian is in a warfare, and I knew that, okay, it takes more of the intellect to fight this warfare, I see, understood that after you are done understanding in your mind, if you neglect the praying side, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the praying ministry of the Holy Spirit, whatever you know will become just head knowledge. It will not be actualized. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It will just be what? It will not become a reality. You will not become a living epistle of what you know upstairs. So you see that you know something differently, but you are living something differently. I didn't want to go so much into details, but there's something called personal prophecy. But I need everybody, let your hearts be open. Alright? The supernatural is more bulkier than you can imagine. It's very, very bulky. Very bulky. And it calls for an alert. There should be an alert because of this awareness. I feel like God is stirring our hearts, signals for alert. Especially in this season, that the supernatural is bulkier than you can imagine. And you should not take things for granted. If you've not read your books, you'll be scared of exams, isn't it? But when you read your books, you will not be scared of what? Exams. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm more like read your books in the spirit. I don't mean just have head knowledge. I'm saying do your assignment, do your due diligence. Know the word of God, engage the supernatural by the Spirit of God. And of course, whenever anything is supposed to happen, it cannot come nigh you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can we just pray one more minute? Just pray in the Spirit everywhere. One more minute. There's this song we always sang when we're growing up. It says, Lord, you reign forever. You reign forever. I worship you. I worship you. Lord, you reign forever. You reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. Let's sing together. Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. You reign forever. Lord, you reign. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you.
Lord, you reign forever.
Lord, you reign forever.
You reign forever.
You reign forever.
We worship.
We worship you.
We worship you, Lord.
We worship you.
The other part says, you reign. You reign.
You reign.
You reign.
You reign.
You reign.
You reign.
Lord, you reign forever. You reign forever. Lord, you reign. I worship you, Lord.
I want. Oh Lord, you reign. Lord, you reign forever. You reign, Lord, you reign. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, hey, you reign. 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 You reign.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? Kai, are you here?
Yes.
Kai, some of you are talking like you ate too, and it's pressing you down. Amen. Hi, God. Amen. Hi. Some of you are too soft. That's why the devil will hit you. Imagine you tell the demon, get out. See the way they say, glory, glory. The demon will not even feel like you are serious. Get out from this body in the name of Jesus. You devil, I command you in Jesus' name, leave this body. Devil will be like, I will not leave your body. I will not leave the body. I will not leave the body. But when you say, get out, what would the devil say? Nothing. He will run. Ah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory. Good. And let me advise some of you that think you are very quiet people. You are not actually quiet. Most of you that think you are quiet or you are acting quiet, most of you are hypocrites because you know that truly you are not quiet. And some of you that if you leave this church and we'll find you elsewhere, you'll be only you can gist like 150 people. And all of them will hear. Have you seen people like that? That when you are gisting with them, they're like, wait, hear my word. They can gist. And when they come to church, they are now maintaining one kind of tease that does not exist. See, I don't talk too much. I don't know how to shout in church. So we that shout, we are mumu. Amen. You see, they're like, you're just quiet like snail. So glory, glory. When we say glory, they are still in gloom. Don't be like that. That's not you. The Bible says, I've not given you the spirit to what? But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. And of what? Love. So you have sound mind. Sound mind is not behaving, does not behave like snail. Say glory. That's not sound mind. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know some of you are surprised seeing me on native.
Firstly, what was wrong with native?
But it's not a uniform. So in case next Tuesday I don't see, I've been walking from morning. When I came out from the office, I saw that it was 2:06. So I told my wife, just stream online. I was supposed to go and pick her and bring to church. So I said, just stream online. There's no need. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hooray!
Thank God I had one shoe that survived. So I said, let me carry the shoe and just wear. Amen. So, we want to talk about spiritual warfare. Amen?
Yes.
I know some of you are shocked. So, if anybody be in Christ, a new creation, which one is warfare again? There's spiritual warfare. There is. If there's no spiritual warfare, Paul will not speak about it. Where is it captured? I think we even saw it in scripture. In Ephesians 6 from 10. From 10, Ephesians 6 from 10. Let's see. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Wow. And it explains what it means in verse 10 downwards. Are you here? You understand. Start from verse 10 again. It said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, this is an explanation of what Paul is saying from verse 11. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. So, 11 explains everything. How would you be strong in the Lord? He's likening it to what? Putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? He said, be strong in the Lord. Then he's using something physical to explain. It's like, put on the whole armor of God. So that you are able to what? Stand. He didn't say some. He said the whole armor. You know that some people that they say they don't like praying in tongues. They don't like prophecy. They don't like this. They don't like that. Reduce the volume. Amen? There are some people like that. They don't like this. They don't like that. You know, some people even reject the prophetic move. Lately, we've seen people rejecting the prophetic move. They're like, you know, I heard somebody said, how can somebody say, I know, I see it in your fridge. I'm seeing 2 mangoes, 2 ice cream. Eh? So the Holy Spirit doesn't know what to show. It's something in your fridge. They don't make it look like if you want to prophesy and see somebody's fridge, now is a bad thing. Listen, people would have used this prophecy, the prophetic realm in a very wrong way. Are we together? I wanted to say something on Tuesday, but I was quite keen saying it because I didn't want to start something that would take so much time in service. Do you know, some people or most people called into the prophetic move did not receive their power necessary from the marine world or demonic world necessarily? What happened was that most of them were not... Let me show you what I'm trying to say. Give me First Corinthians 12, last 3 verses. It ends in 32, I guess. So give me from verse 29. First Corinthians 12. It says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Next part of scripture. It says, do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Next part of scriptures. Then it says, but earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I show you a more excellent way. So he was talking about gifted in 1 Corinthians 12. You know, the Corinthian church was so versatile in the things of God. They experienced the move of God in very gracious, wonderful, big and mighty ways that they did not even understand. At some point, the women were even so much anointed and the men were being intimidated, you know. A lot of things like that. Paul will have to write to make sure there was order. You know, in 1 Corinthians 11, you see Paul. Is it 1 Corinthians 11 or 2 Corinthians? 1st 11, right? You see Paul from the beginning, follow me as I follow Christ, good then was, and he began to explain how that the woman is under the mastery of a man, isn't it? Even as Christ, man is under the mastery of who? Christ. So as man submits to Christ, the woman submits to what? The man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, trying to teach the women that they are not beautiful outside their covering, that a woman, the glory of a woman is in her covering, yes, something like that, isn't it? You remember Paul, you know, this is his style of writing. Somewhere in Ephesians 5, he was talking, teaching scripture like he wanted to talk about husband and wife. Then somewhere he now wonders, I'm not talking about husband and wife. Oh, I'm just saying this thing, but I'm talking about Christ and his church. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain? So, same style of teaching of writing in 1 Corinthians 11. You will see like Paul is talking about her time, but he didn't need to repeat this thing twice. He has warned us before that if you see me using illustration, check deeper. You see the meaning of what I'm trying to say. So he's not talking about hair tie. Are you people getting on what I'm trying to say? So 1 Corinthians 11 is nothing about hair tie. It's about order. Alright? That the woman must understand that the man is her head. Not men in general. The head of women. God did not say a man is in charge of a woman. God said the husband is in charge of his wife. Say amen.
Amen.
Before some of you come to church and be expecting everybody, every woman to come and say, Eka Rosa. It's not like good people, women will not greet people that are worthy of their greeting. But you see, God created us in himself, man and woman. In fact, let's read the TBT rendition of Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1 and 26. Why are they playing music here? Okay. One to go. Then God said, let us what? He said, let us make man and a woman in our image. Is it only man he made in his image? Other scripture will not say, let us make man. But TPT said, let me make it clear so that they will understand that it's not only man. When what God meant for man, there is both man and woman. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Especially African culture, we've been taught not to honor women, not to take women smaller, too smaller than men. It's not true. It's only your wife that is under your mastery, not every woman. So there's a way every man in Africa, especially Nigeria, and in certain tribes, there's a way they see women. In fact, one time I saw my brother telling the last born, telling the second to the last born, that I'm a man, go and serve me food. I was surprised. Last born telling second to the last born, I'm a man, go and bring me food in the kitchen. She told him, go and carry your food. He said, go and bring me food, I'm a man. So what gives you the right for your elder sister to go and bring you food because you are a man? You see? Most of you now, I know I'm spoiling market for you because that's how you think. Because you have like five sisters and your father was still going. He just wanted a man. And when you came out, the man said, down, Savior is come. Joy to the world. You know? So because the son has come, now everything is... You now feel like one special... You know, I'm the man of the house. In fact, they are calling you egg. So you feel so special. You are still junior brother. And thank God for some sisters. You collect. Am I lying, some sisters? You will beat Chris from your head. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So, especially in African culture, certain tribes, I don't want to mention them, there are certain tribes, women are not even children. In fact, they even insult a woman for giving birth to a woman. And it's a woman that gave birth to a man. But they'll be insult women for giving birth to other women. Say, this one, she's not fruitful. What do you mean? She gives birth to only women. You want to marry from a certain... I remember I was hearing a story that in a certain tribe, they wanted to marry particularly. They now give an announcement that they don't use born men in their house. The man changed his mind. I think it's your tribe. I'm not so sure. He changed his mind. Because he heard that the family, they used to give birth to women. They have plenty of women. So question is this. Who determines gender? Huh? Logically speaking, who determines gender? According to sciences. Okay. So why is it that, you know, it's just ignorance, right? Ignorance. Hallelujah to Jesus. And one problem is that tradition has a way of making knowledgeable people act stupid. Listen to what I said. Tradition has a way of making knowledgeable people act stupid. Tradition and religion. They have a way of making intelligent people act like they are dummies. They will never want to just, because it's a tradition or a religion, they will just do it like that without thinking. I remember I grew up in Kaduna. My secondary school was dominated. Let's say 50% Muslim, 50% Christian, or 60% Muslim, 40% Christians. And one time, after we had graduated several years later, it was time for election, and they were supporting in the group. They were being sentimental, supporting somebody because he's a particular religion. And I didn't really like what was happening, so I said, why are we supporting somebody that we know has nothing to offer? Why not support who will build this country and take it to the next level? And I said, he replies, he's our brother. And the other person is not part of us. And I said, How is the other person not part of you? They said, because he's not from our religion. Our religion says, if somebody is our religion, he's our brother. I said, Jesus Christ. On a normal day, if they keep these two people, who will you choose as a brother? Logically speaking. You know, there was a certain president that came out and said, may God give you a child like the person you are voting. And people did not say amen. He said, may God give you a child like the person you want to vote in this next election. People were not in the comment section. Others that knew what he meant came and said amen. Others that didn't like what he said did not answer the prayer, should in case it will happen. So I had to now make a comment. I said to them, I said, why are you people like this? Why allow your 6 years to be wasted in secondary school and 6 years wasted in primary school? All in all, you have 12 years wasted because of religion. And I said, if you vote that other person, that's what I said. I said, I'll believe that all you learnt in school is a waste. Oh, they started getting angry. I said, it's true. You can't go to school and see a way to move forward and be choosing backwardness. But that's what religion and tradition can do to many people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You see a lady that is meant for you by the Spirit of God. God spoke to you. See, there are certain things that can never pass my table the same way. You can't come to my office and think in a certain way. I must hit that matter. God told you this is your wife. You went back, they now say, our people know they married these people. That's the reason you are not marrying your wife that you heard from God. Something is wrong with your head. Then you have the impetus to come to church next Sunday. How? Why are you coming to church? You don't believe in God. How dare you? That God, you heard God speaking to you. That's your wife. You have that mind. You want to risk your life because of what your mother said. She has a problem, or your father says he has a problem with a certain tribe. Or you heard a tradition that says our people know they married these people. Who the hell started the tradition? Or when God created the world, he created certain tribes and said certain tribes should not marry certain tribes. Did you see it in the Bible? You saw it in the Bible? You say, if we marry, you know they deal well with us. Maybe they will collect our womb. Oh goodness. There are people like that, and you are scared. You know, I was telling one of my pastors that had interest for a certain tribe. It was more like a taboo. So I said, make sure you go and marry that girl. I haven't liked this kind of case. And I said to myself, they are lucky God did not give me a woman from that place. The way I would have married that woman would have shocked everybody. If I call pastors, they don't come because parents did not come. I'll say, I declare you husband and wife. We may kiss our bride. I must marry her. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. You know, somebody told me, he said, Prophet Simon, when I look at you, I'm wondering, you are born again, but there's something I've noticed in your life that I used to know. I said, what's that? He said, it's like God liked that thing. That's why he called you. You are stubborn to your opinion. He said, you have always been like that. So I said, Paul too. Paul was very controversial before he became born again. When Paul became born again, he became the most controversial preacher. The thing did not change. It worked for good. I said, God called me on purpose. Because we are the type that will start I'm not trying to be bragging like a foolish person. We can start it. We can bend the culture. I said it in my wedding. I did not do it. Nothing happened. My wife will soon give birth. Nothing will happen. You think Christianity is so cheap into the fact that we'll go and sit down somewhere. Somebody will go inside one useless, uncompleted, dirty building and say, Simon, fire will burn your mouth. You know that man in on Facebook that will say, fire will... Let me not go any further. Fire will burn your mouth. Call my name. Shrine, who the hell are you? You can't. One time they stole my boxers as a student. Then my neighbor said, Jesus Christ. Don't listen to those kind of voices though. Fear is what kills people. It's not Satan, it's fear. Fear is faith towards Satan, and whatever you have faith for, work. He said, Pastor, hey, Jesus Christ. Now so then carry one boy when he don't die now. He started mentioning he has a record of all the people they took their boy and they are dead. He said, Pastor, go and fast and pray. Oh, hey, I will join you and pray. I said, for what? For them not. I said, somebody carry my boxers. My boxers will now kill me. If they were able to carry that boxers to a shrine and start something, then Kai, I'm a disgrace to the kingdom of God. Because I wore it. The Bible said, aprons and handkerchiefs from Paul were casting out demons. You know, we've reduced Christianity to be so powerless. That's why most of us doubt some kind of things. You know, in our generation now, men of God are saying, who are you? They'll say, Baphomet. Where are you coming from? I'm coming from Anambra. You know, things like that. I'm not trying to mock any tribe. I watched it. There was a lady, she was in this deliverance ministry. They said, where are you coming from? What's your name? She said, Baphomet. They said, from where? She now called one of these, like, not like I'm trying to have any problem with a certain tribe. I'm just reiterating what she said. So I'm not like Baphomet from this state. Nawao. Then they now ask her, where were you? She said, oh, I was the one in the body of Beyonce and Rihanna. I said, hey. The demon entered Beyonce and Rihanna. See how they are. This one. See how she is. Demon did not try for her. Because the demon would have made her like those people. At least. You know, so when you see all these kind of things in TV, they want to deliver somebody, you do like, hey, I'm the devil. The man of God now carry water. Out, out, out. You know what I mean? Hey. Then we Christians are watching film. Wow. Action movie. That way, when you want to sleep in the night, some of us now are thinking, that kind of effort put by the man of God to deliver one demon, and you having better to sleep when there's no light. That's why some people, when they just take light, they just leave the house immediately. They can change environment. Say, and there is no bed for you in our house. No one else sleep in the floor. I'm coming. They can sleep in a dark room. There are people like that. Why? Because they've been watching all of these things. The devil that man of God struggled to disturb, then me. Only me in this house. What if he comes? The devil now asks you, what if I come now? There are a lot of people I know that even as Christians, they cannot live in dark rooms. As they are sleeping, if Nepal just take like, hey, they'll stand up and start looking for a way out. They want to just run and go somewhere. There are people like that. You'll be amazed. Because the thoughts that they'll start flying their head. Immediately, imagine now, breeze now blew, cup now fell to the ground. Pop. You know, when we got married, Mama T had a problem with me. You know what my problem is? I don't like to see light in the room. There are days I want to just sit down and see only. I don't want to see. If I see one light, it will be making me have problem in my mind. So I'll look for even socket or off. I just want to be in the dark. So what kind of a person are you? Prophet Simon. You are a Christian, you should like light. Me, I like light too. I like light. Me too, I don't hate light. Then the worst of all, we want to sleep. Light is on. Where will the sleep come from? Our offline in the middle of the night, everywhere is shining. I'm like, what's happening? What? She has own light. Then I'll go and off it again. I had to force her to sleep with darkness. Okay, Pastor Simon, leave the one in bedroom so that in the night. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Leave the one in bedroom so that at least it will give us a little hope before I get to the restroom. And you know, cockroaches so that they will not appear on the wall. No. I don't want to see light. If not, I can't sleep. I have an uncle that will cover, you off light, you see, catch something and cover his eye like this, to be able to sleep. No jokes. He's a soldier. In Kaduna, he will just come carry his soldier cap. When they off light, he will see, put it on his and start sleeping. Amen. So all these things put fear in us. So much fear. That some of you cannot even walk in the night alone. You can't. You'll be walking in the center of the road. You come like this. You come like this. Because you've been taught that Satan is so powerful. He's not. Do you know Satan is not powerful? You can't even defeat Satan if you are not holy. You never heard this one. They've never heard this one. Gang, 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 gang. I'm not saying don't be holy so that you defeat. I say you can defeat him. Of course, he has defeated you for you not being holy. But in certain areas, do you get what I just said? Before they will think they have win. For you not being holy, he has defeated you already in certain areas. But do you know, as he's defeating you, is that powerless that as you are not holy, you can still defeat him? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, you don't. Don't pretend. Matthew 7 from verse 23. Let me show you in the Bible so that you understand what I'm trying to say. Let's see from verse 22. On day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, don't you remember us? Didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons and do many miracles for the sake of your name? Don't you remember us? We do. And we did it. Accurate forensic prophecies. You know, I was going to talk about the prophetic. Are you seeing the evidence now? In your name, they did it. Yet at the end, what did he say? Away from me. Next part of scripture. Miracles. Did you see miracles there? Cast out demons. Miracles. There are some people, that's the parameters to which their ministry ends. Casting out demons, prophecy, miracles. He said, but I will say to them, go away from me. You lawless rebels. I've been never joined to you. This one did not shock you. Go back to verse 32. Are you not shocked? Maybe they don't understand what I'm trying to say. On the day of judgment, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, don't you remember us? Didn't we prophesy? Meaning it worked. They prophesy in his name and it worked. It worked. We would cast out demons. Meaning they saw the demons going out. It worked. Miracles happened. It worked. That's why they say, we did it in your name. You don't remember us? If you are able to deliver people through us, why will you not remember us? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Yet you say, get out, lawless rebels. How can somebody do something in his name and still be a what? Lawless rebel. You know, one time when we were younger, we were discussing this scripture. And I remember a friend said, see, even when I sin, I used to do my hand like this and people used to fall. And I remember I said, God is using you and he will dump you. It didn't pain the guy. I said, God is using you and he will what? Dump you. Anytime you stand before God's people, God will never leave them untouched, no matter who you are. As long as you... Now, Moses, remember, Moses did not do the right thing. Remember, in the book of Numbers, God says, speak to the rock. And by speaking there, he means hit it once. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? People always misunderstand that scripture. If you look at the scripture, the problem was that Moses hit the rock twice. So you are wondering, if God says speak to the rock, which one is he defaulting by hitting it twice? Maybe Moses was also supposed to say, rock, bring out water. Mm-mm. Follow carefully. If you look at this Fulanese, when they hit their cow, it just understands what they are saying. There's a way they hit it, it goes to one corner. They hit it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So Moses speaking to the rock was him hitting the rock once, but he got offended because of the murmuring. They were complaining, the people. He got so offended. Give us water, give us water. Leadership is not easy. It's people that made Moses not to see the promised land. People. That's why I always tell pastors, don't allow your members kill you. Learn to laugh and be happy. When you go home, be happy with your family and children. Because they will make you not see the promised land, and them too, they will not see it. How can Moses suffer all this while I still did not see the promised land? Why? He just complained. What? People have been complaining all this while that these people have been misbehaving. Did God do anything to them? Huh? Huh? Nothing. No. And anytime the angel of the Lord that was going before them want to turn, because for every time they insulted Moses, see, Moses suffered. Go and read. He suffered. Read Genesis, Exodus. Human beings are terrible. There's nothing new under the sun. There was a time that they came to Moses and said, we are tired of your leadership. Imagine. Somebody that they saw the hand of God in his life. In Egypt, when none of them, all of them were shivering like chicken. He was the one going before Pharaoh and challenging Pharaoh. Those people still have impetus to say, we are tired of you. In fact, at a point they say, you are not the only person God will speak to or through for us. Imagine. Somebody that left prosperity, suffered. You know, sometimes when we see people talk, misbehave in church, we are wondering. And one time, I heard a case about a young man when he misbehaved. I said, this is somebody, jokingly, I was talking to a friend. I said, this is somebody we can just say die, and God will be happy to kill him on our behalf. He now said, man of God, don't go there. I said, no, I'm just joking. But the joke I joke over scared the guy I'm talking to. You have impetus. You know, the devil can make people that foolish. You raise somebody from a non-entity, somebody that nobody would have clapped for or looked at. When you try to raise the person, pimp the guy, just arrange the guy. You don't think you have arrived. Satan happens like that to people one or two times. You know, I'm not somebody that amplifies rubbish. I believe God has done more greater and wonderful things than to emphasize the little things Satan is doing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I will not, because of one person, judge the whole work of God wrongly. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God has been faithful. There are a lot of people thinking right and behaving right. For me to look at God and say, why me for that kind of no? Alright? And so I just said to him, I said, can you imagine? Now, the guy knew me so well, so he had to come to me and was laughing. I said, why are you laughing? He said, imagine somebody is telling me that you did this. I said, me? He said, I had to laugh and tell him to get out from my office. He said, yeah, I remember the day you were training us, when you were training us. Those are people that grew up with me in the house, that learned prayer with me. If you hear their name, if I call their name for you, you'll be shocked. So he said he was amazed that when did I change? That if I wanted to change, I would have changed a long time ago, not now. And I smiled and I joked that joke I joke. Hey, Moses really suffered. There was one time I was reading, I just put my hand on my head. I said, hey, Moses suffered. The first night was his sister. They were not able to talk to Moses. They now went to his sister. She said, don't worry, I'll talk to him. She went. Moses, when she was done, what happened? The angel of the Lord was the one watching. It was not God who was watching. What people understand I'm trying to say? It was the angel of the Lord that God put in charge to lead them to the promised land. He was the one watching their affairs. It's in the book of Exodus 33, thereabout. You see it there. David reiterated that scripture in the book of Psalms. He said, you will put your angels charge over us. Paul told us in Hebrews 2, a little while, 5 to what? 7. For a little while we are under the mastery of what? Angels. He was talking about the two worlds, the old and the new. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So angels were in charge for at a time on this earth, based on the covenant. They were operating under the old covenant. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They were the interface. And when the angels see that the people misbehave, they will always want to just judge the people immediately. Moses will always stand before the angel and say, do not do this. Do not do this. Don't do that. One time he even asked the angel, he said, did you bring these people out from the promised land only to kill them in the wilderness? It was not God he asked that question. They did not burn Moses' way to ask God that kind of question. Because God said, will not behave like that. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He's a good father. Do you know that? You know, some of you used to say there's a time God used to kill. God never used to kill. If now Old Testament, where God did kill that time. As you talk this year, if I don't die now, But God don't change. God does not have emotional problem. He does not change. Does not have mood swing. And every period is always the same way. The Lord give you understanding. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Thank you, Holy Spirit. He doesn't have mood swing. So when God divers, that time when God wicked. This guy for don't die now. Those days when God they kill. Old Testament, the days of Moses, he don't kill sins. God was never a killer. It was a devil that has come to what? Steal. To what? To what? Somebody said, but all the people that died in the Bible, is it not God that killed them? Listen. Satan knows, understands God's judgment. The Bible says when you break the edge, the serpent, if he doesn't know when you break the edge, he will not strike. Satan always knows when you break the edge. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let me give you an instance. If Satan sees you now in a party drinking alcohol, he knows you are outside the edge since he can strike you. He's the one that can kill, not God. God doesn't kill. What of Sodom and Gomorrah? What of Noah? They were misbehaving, partying, drunkard. God said, God call my people to come. Look at, if God is wicked, why didn't he say before they enter the ark, they should kneel down and fast 10 times? And did he say anything like that? He said, just create the ark and let the people enter, because Satan has seen that the edge has been broken. He wants to strike. Are you people getting out? I'm trying to explain. Very important. And suddenly, somebody said, but it is written as if it is God that judged them. Mm-mm. Is it because God has sovereignty, sovereign power over the universe? In fact, if there was no law like that, Satan would have not been permitted to do anything. But Satan had legitimate right. He knows that when you break the edge, it is time to strike. But if God never created a law like that, do you people get what I'm trying to explain? If there was no, if God can choose to end that and it will happen, but it has always been a law. And he can never break. He's so loyal to his word. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Very important. It is the integrity of God that will make a lot of people go to hell. Some people. I pray it's not a lot of people. Because we are working hard to make sure nobody goes to hell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's even the integrity of God. Because of how much he is faithful to his word, he has integrity. He will say, okay, do what is in your mind. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Somebody, God will speak to you through friends, through your pastor. Don't date that girl. Ah! You see, went and dated. God had the impetus to tell you. God told you, you have the impetus to go against what God said. Then, God did not kill you. You see how good God is. He didn't say, you disobeyed me. Ah, raga, ba, 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 ba. Thunder. Where are you? He didn't do that. There was a time in scripture some people disobeyed God. He went to preach. God himself. Somebody says it's Jesus. Let me make it more deeper. It was God that went to preach. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Jesus is God. He said he has seen me, has seen the one that sent me. Jesus went to preach. God went to preach. And what happened? He was done preaching. When he was done preaching, people say, we know they hear you. Go back. Just go. Jesus just said it. He wanted to go. The disciples said, what? Hey, who are you? They said, doing a high man for Jesus. You! Jesus, you! You will do this. You will. They started describing Jesus. Knowing his level of power. Knowing his levels in the spirit. They said, call down fire like Elijah did. Ignorantly. Do you know before that time, do you know how they liken Elijah to be the biggest prophet? So, in their heart, Jesus was like as big as Elijah. So, call them fire like Elijah did. Show them something. These people have the impetus to deny you. They were not worthy. According to the disciples, these people are not worthy to say no to you. Hey, who are you? Jesus looked at them and said, keep quiet. Don't you know the manner of spirit that you have? You see that? He didn't call any fire to kill anybody. But in our days, the way we call fire is even money. It's not like you preach, they refuse. It's money. Somebody borrow your money. Somebody say, every money that they did not return to you, shout fire, your fire. As I, Lord, somebody say, oh God, as I begin to pray, let fire, burn my enemies, burn, pursue them, to bring my money, now, fire, pray. Carnality. One time I was sharing with a friend, I said, you know, I'm quite scared and I'm quite careful so that I'm not misjudged concerning certain things in church that happens in the body of Christ. So I don't talk about it because people may misunderstand you. It was about this morning prayer. So one time I just said, let me check one of the videos. I saw how they were praying. It was money, they were just need conscious. And you see people just, they'll share, there's a way they share their needs and the person will print it and, you know, just need conscious. And 90% of that need, 95, you can tell is money. Business to move, visa. Some are applying for visa, some are applying for, and I'm wondering, who told you that your visa being approved is a breakthrough? Why did they write it? It's only in Africa that this thing is a breakthrough. Somebody in the US can never see visa being approved as a breakthrough. You know why a lot of Africans go to the US or some countries and they become very wayward? Have you had experience? You've seen friends that go there and all of a sudden you don't understand your friend again. There's a way she's now talking and there's tattoo. And now there's a way they behave. They don't even believe. In fact, at the end of it, most of them say, I don't think there's God. You know why? When they go there, all the thing they are praying about in church is answered there. All the things they pray about in church. Because to them, their fulfilling of destiny is making money. You know, one time I sat down, listen people. One time I sat down, I was wondering, what do we really preach in the church? I was observing. There was a certain man of God, I think, I will not mention names, just to teach you. Everything is about rising. So one day I sat down and said, what is the meaning of rising? Everything is rise. And I'm wondering, when will it be said that you've risen? Okay, Jamaica has risen. Bona Boy has risen. Huh? Hey, talk like you are hearing me. Are you in this church? Yes, etc. They have risen, right? There are even some of you seated there. You are even shocked I'm saying this thing because you came to church. You are serious with God to just expand your business. If he is done with it, believe me, you will not come to church again. For you, that's the essence of Christianity. Are you all listening to me tonight? So I said to myself, I'm not seeing any preaching here. I'm just hearing rising. What is rising? The earnest expectation of creation awaits what? You hear somebody say, cry, brother, cry. I know life can be tough, but I tell you, brothers, there's a time you watch your past. You watch the past. I remember those days you were eating gari and say, Lord, you are faithful. Is that the rising? So all you are doing in church is to wait for one day that you remember the past when you were eating gari and say, Kai, God, you have tried. Is that what you are coming to church for? That is why when politicians enter church, we cannot even say certain things. You are hearing a man of God preaching fire. Then one governor just enter and sit down and say, wow, our daddy is in the house now. Can we celebrate daddy? Daddy is calling another person daddy. Oh my God. People of God, are you here? A point where what we celebrate as achievement is mundane things, is big trouble. What will you say about people like John Gillick that entered, they left calling of doctors, they were doctors by profession, they left it because God said leave everything and come to Africa. Can God bring civilization to an entire nation through your life? Can you be able to pay the price? God said, leave your country. Go to a certain country and go and preach the gospel. Can you hear God and move with your family? Do you know what those people did? Think about it. It's not a small thing. That John Gillick left America. Left everything. Took his family and children. Entered boat. Abi canoe. Started coming to Africa. He didn't know where he was going to. South Africa. Those days. And when it was almost time to reach, I mean, when they got to the middle of the journey, he saw how, he heard how far the journey is. He called some of the boys, some of the people that followed him, say, please, you can go back now because I don't want to put your life in trouble. The people told him, we will go with you. They followed him. On getting to South Africa, nothing. God, one woman was praying, God told her, my servant is entering this country. Go stay at the shores. You will see him come, give him a house. Oh my God. That's how they gave him a house. He came with his wife. There are some things that happened that will not support it because light has really happened to us in this generation. One of the things that was unique in his ministry was this. He left everything, came to Africa, was just preaching. The story says his wife was sick at a point. She couldn't say she was sick because she saw the need of the people was that it was too much. She was cooking. She couldn't just talk about her sickness because the need of the people was too much. That's how pain ate her up till she died while serving the people food. His wife. I believe she would have said she was sick. But I'm trying to show you the passion. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Left everything. Now, those kind of people now, will we say they are losers? Will John Gillick be able to sit in a church when they are saying a time will come, you will rise? He will think you are mad as a preacher. Where are you rising to? That's the question he will ask. And he will tell you how he rose from America to South Africa. Say, my faith brought the $1 billion to me. Do you know faith can take you away from $1 billion? The Bible says, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. Hope you know that. You know what it means to be called the son of Pharaoh? He's not son of Tinubu, son of Pharaoh. Pharaoh is 10 times richer than Tinubu today with everything they have, with everything they are doing in this country. He's 10 times richer than Tinubu. The Lord give you understanding. With everything they are doing. Pharaoh was very rich. He was a physical system in his days. And Moses was a legitimate son of Pharaoh. Like son. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Son. They were so brutal in their kingdom that the sons of Pharaoh are gods. They are likened to gods. So Moses can be likened to a god. He left all that money, that wealth, that honor and glory. By what? Faith. Read the book of Hebrews 11. By faith, we were hearing by faith. Then suddenly, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. Are you seeing it? So what will Moses sit in heaven be looking at? I mean, be wondering. When we are saying a time will come, you will rise. You'll be feeling like, God, did I fall? You know, we're not saying God cannot help us break through. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But that thing can never be a testimony. Bible said the worth of a man's life does not consist on the what? Abundance of things he has accumulated on the earth. When you say things like that, you make some people serving God look like foolish people. Hope you know, as we are talking now, some people are in different localities serving people there. Serving God there. As missionaries. Hope you know. So are they losers? Our songs are, some of our songs, very useless songs. It communicates to a lot of people how foolish we are in the realm of the spirit. How empty we are in our hearts. I can never hear those kind of songs. Yes, somebody is singing and all he's singing about is money, money, money. I am the evidence of God's grace and mercy. Now my life is money, money, money. A man can never leave what he has and go and preach for God in the village. In fact, they can't invite him to go and sing in a village. Already, there are some of our gospel artists you cannot invite to villages. You cannot. This one is the mental part of that spiritual warfare. You have to take away useless ideologies. They are sponsored by demons. Some of these ideologies are sponsored by what? Demons. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They are demonically orchestrated. Some of them. Most of this rubbish you see today. They invite you to sing, you charge money. Oh, to hell with whatever voice you have. To hell. And if you really settle down and think, some of these people that sing, they don't even know how to sing, in all honesty. One time I was telling my wife, we're speaking with one of my friends in Kaduna. He said, prophet, you invite, I was just saying something. He said, you invite such a person, you sing 10 times better than that guy. I said, brother, it's preaching that caused this problem. If I settle down and learn my guitar and enter full-time music ministry, okay. What would I have done in this? It's not like we are making out. It's fact. This music we sang it. Oh, the day God told us we were not called to sing, it broke our heart. We left it. You can still find the traces. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. It's time to wake up. You don't need to invite such people. I said I will never do it. If you like, say, hey, you will not. I don't want to have anybody. See, there's nobody on my billboard that makes me feel popular. You can never make me popular. Maybe that's the impression some of them have. Now, when we put them on our billboard, they will pull crowd. What? We don't want to pull crowd because of your picture. You are too small to cause us to pull crowd. We will pull crowd by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's people that are lazy that are looking for all those men to pull crowd. We know what to do. They will come. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And yet, that's not a testimony to be bragging about. Are you here tonight? Are you following tonight? So it's time to wake up. But people like John G. Lake, what would they call a testimony? When they see what we are shouting about and talking about today. Canal singing. Because you see, it's not because of calling Jesus that something is right. Some people will say rubbish and call Jesus, you think it's gospel song. If you look at it critically, some of these new gospel songs are not different from the band song. They are not different. It's not a joke. Listen to the wordings. I'll look for one the band song and sing for you. It will blow your mind that it's the same thing they are talking about. The band will come and will be bragging about his money and brag about his house. Now, gospel singers are bragging about money and house. In fact, there's a gospel video I saw. The man was just pouring money. Money is everywhere. Money is everywhere. And I remembered Yahoo Zay. Remember when that song came out? Gen Z generation will not get it. Yahoo Zay. What was the guy? Pouring money. What's the difference between that gospel artist and Yahoo Zay? Nothing. The only thing is that one is called a what? And the other one is called what? Dressing, the same. Beat, the same. Members, dancing and singing, the same. The same dressing, the same chain, the same everything. Yes. Listen, we are not mocking. We are destroying all of these fortresses Satan is trying to. And I'm excited. Satan is the one trying to push all of this narrative. We are taking it down in the name of Jesus. That's what we are doing. It's not a testimony. It's all rubbish. And it's time to wake up. Sometimes sit down and check yourself. Can God send me to Uju? Ask yourself some kind of question. If you feel like crying when you are asking yourself a question, just know that you need to repent. God, if you send me to Oju, I will not mind. Papa, I will not mind. Oh God, please don't send me, please. You see? Why you are crying is because your heart is not right with God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, if he send you, you will not go. Lord, I don't mind. Send me anywhere. Zakibiam, I will go. I will go. God, no, please, not Zakibiam for now. Please, God, at least Boko. You see? You know you cannot. Who can stand up here and tell me, God, if you send me to Oju tomorrow, I'll pack all my things and go. Lift your hand. Even men of God did not raise hand. He just prayed. I said, lift your head. Raise hand. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to wake up. That is why some people are in the ministry for wrong reasons. A preacher met me one time. He took me in his boat. He was doing boat, so I ordered him. He took me. He brought me to church. So while we're coming, he said, sorry to ask, are you a pastor? No, we started talking about finances. So he was talking about how that fuel is going up and, you know, complaining. And I told him that there's a way. So the way I was sounding, he was feeling like I don't understand the economic situation of the country. So he said, why are you talking like you don't understand what is happening in this country? I said, no, I will pay you, but see, there's a way you think that this thing will not affect you. So while I was talking, he said, you sound like a pastor. Are you a pastor? I said, yes. He said, no wonder. He said, what church? He said, can I see the church? He entered. He said, wow, how old are you? I refused to tell him. I said, I'm old enough. He looked at everywhere. He said, I didn't know something like this is in this town for a young man like you. I'm a pastor too. I said, really? He said, yes, well, I'm relocating very soon. I said, why? He said, because Kai, ministry is not moving in Makurdi. So I said, sir, what do you mean by ministry is not moving? He said, man of God, Kai, the money is not coming the way it's supposed to come. The members are not coming the way. I said, how many members do you have? He said, around 10, 15. I said, and you want to relocate and go and start again? How will you now get? He said, no, there are things used to move. Oh. My friend told me, if you go there now, shasha, people will come, and before you know, ministry will blow. I said, what do you mean by ministry will blow? I then told him, I said, with all due respect, go back to those 10 people. Disciple them. If you have a building you are renting, leave the building. You have 10 people, just leave the building. Go carry them to your parlor. Teach them the word of God in such a way that they'll be intoxicated. They'll go and bring 10,000 and come. That way you will know it's time to have a building. And it will be evident. And the resources will be there. He looked at me and said, you sound like one man. Called the man of God's name. I said, yes. He's one of my role models. Hallelujah to Jesus. I said, do whatever I've said you should do. He said, okay. It seems you have something to offer. Some of us are not that proud of ourselves. You can imagine the statement. He said, the way you sound like you have something to offer. Some of us are not that proud of ourselves. I said, that's the wrong perspective of ministry. And it's because of the pressure people up there are putting for them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You have 15 members. You go and meet. Say, well, how many? What is your? Where is your church? People are saying, beside Ibrahim Kashim Road. Your tongue reach in my parlor. So you now think that's a shame that your church is in your parlor? So why are you not talking? He says, sir, I'm so sorry. I've not. Why are you sorry? My church has not blown yet. We are still using my parlor. Then you start explaining. Have you seen people in that situation? They want to explain why they are failing, why they think they are failing. You just wear one cloth and you come out, all your friends are wearing finer clothes. You start explaining. My dad gave me the money, but Kai, when I bought it, I didn't feel like wearing that cloth. Why do you have to explain? You have pride. Just let it be. Let them think that you don't have the cloth. It doesn't matter. Why do you want to prove you have the cloth? So you can just imagine telling people that this is where your church is. Are you people getting on trying to explain? That's where the problem is. Because you have watched people up there, and all of them are talking about capacity, building, and etc. And you cannot come and say that your church is in a parlor. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to wake up. You know why sometimes we come out and hit things like this? It's not because we are really against anybody. Because this social media is very versatile. Most of you, as something just happened, you have heard and started gisting about it. So if we pastors claim we are not seen and keep quiet, some of you will be wrongly schooled. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You'll be wrongly schooled about the things of God. I owe you a responsibility to teach you what is right. I owe you. When the Bible said the worth of a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things it has. It involves church building too. Your ministry is not big because you have a big church building. May the Lord give you understanding. It's not big because you have a big church building. Many years ago, there was a man that fought or a robot. Some of you will not know him. His name to start with O. He's an evangelist. Mighty in the things of God. Or a robot had a big church at that time, the biggest auditorium. The guy came. He now stretched his auditorium little by like 5 meters. And when they asked him, who are you? He called his name and said, the one that has the biggest auditorium. And when they measured it by 5 meters, his own is bigger than Ora Robot. He kept on bragging on the media. Ora Robot would keep his mouth shut. Said nothing. The guy died at 49. He died. Because his emphasis were on the wrong things. Wrong things. They even asked Ora Robot, who has the biggest auditorium? Just to get him in the media. He would say, not me. He would call the guy's name. Like Abraham, he'll just be calling the guy's name. Is him? Oh, it's not me. He never replied and said, me, I'm the second. He will call the guy's name. Just because of pride. Today we are hearing people come on social media and tell us that some people are rats. And some people are living in dehabilitated buildings, calling it worship centers. And insulting buildings and thinking they are big because of buildings. Listen, we owe you a responsibility to tell you that these things, these speakings can never be from God. Are we saying the other parties are saying the right things? No. But why are we attacking all of these things? So that you don't go back and think that it is when GCM might have a 190 or 250 capacity that will become big. We can never brag with things like that. Today God has blessed us with 2.5 plots of land. We can't brag with things like that. As a ministry, we are barely 7 years and we have such result. But we can't brag with things like that. Are you listening to me? Yes, and a lot of people do that. They measure the intensity of somebody's ministry by buildings. It is wrong. It's a wrong mentality. Glory to God forevermore. And you know, sometimes I'm not excited because the church in Africa, sometimes we can be sentimental by ethnicity and the rest. You just observe a certain people who start rising. You know, during the election, for instance, you'll find out people from the West, some people you think that they should be reasoning straight. You never knew that their reasoning is ben. Because the person that is contesting is a tribe of theirs. It's so funny. I told you here, even if my father today say he wants to do politics and stands for the wrong thing, I will stand against him. I will stand against him. Because I cannot support what is wrong. We have the spirit of truth on our inside, beyond ethnicity. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? You cannot say because I'm Tivoy Doma and somebody is my tribe, he will do the wrong thing and I'll support. No. And I can tell you for free that one of the problems of this state we are living in today is this tribalism problem. It's too strong in this state. It's one of the strongest demons in this state. That's why I hardly introduce my tribe to anybody. The last thing I'll introduce myself with is my tribe. Because it doesn't really matter. Are you listening to me? But there are certain offices in this state you cannot enter. Except you are a certain tribe. I went to a school system somewhere. To an office. To do something. And the man were talking nicely. He saw my name. I mean, not my name. He asked me if I had a tribal name. So when I called my tribal name, he now said, what? I was like, what is the meaning of what? He said, so you are so tribe and you are speaking English with me? Now this is a school environment. You can't come to a school environment and be speaking a certain tribe. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? How can I come to a school environment and be speaking a particular tribe? Why? So I was really, my eyes were open. I was looking at the man like this. He said, my friend, if it's not God, I would have sent you out from this place. For what? How will you come here and be speaking English with me? Now, to speak English, which is a generally accepted language in Nigeria, is a bad thing. That's tribalism. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Many years ago, I will never forget a certain young man, graduated with first class. And we're talking with this guy. He said, they will not give him. I said, why? He said, because he is not Susu language. I said, did you hear what you just said? He said, I know what I said. They will not give him. It was not showing on him that he really doesn't want them to give him. So I was like, do you have a problem with yourself? I think you don't have a problem with yourself. We started even quarreling. I said, how can you say they should not give him because it's a certain language? Why did they write it that when you graduate with first class, they should check your tribe before they give you first class? Or when you apply for a job, they should check your tribe before they give you the job. You see? It's a demon of limitation. And you people get on trying to explain. And some of us, our forefathers, they've wired this nonsense in us. We are growing with it. I tell you, there are some tribes even in this state that have a very, if you hear the name, they call some of the opposite tribe, other tribes. There are certain tribes that they have a bad name for other tribes. When they say it in the language, if you hear the interpretation in English, you nearly cry. I'm not joking. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not joking. They will just insult. It's not the tribe. They are describing the tribe, but with an insult in their tribe. I'm passing that information from one generation to another. So you are growing up to know that so-so tribe is this in so-so language. You know that thing normally is an insult, but it's a tribe of these other people. So it's a coded way of calling their tribe. Run away from all those rubbish. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
see, it should get out. It's a very bad mentality. A very useless and stinking mentality. I remember many years ago, I thought I was going to get married to some lady, and when I went to my dad, we're talking about it. He said, hey, they will kill you. I said, who will kill me? He said, they will not. First grandson, hey, you have destroyed my name. Destroy your name how? He just told my mother, touched my mother. I said, hey, our child is gone. That's what he told my mom. Then in the midnight, he woke me up. I didn't know that matter was that serious. Simon, come. Took me to the parlor. My son, you cannot do this thing you are saying. No. He started advising me. He couldn't sleep. With my eyes, I said, sir, I've done it already. He said, you must be mad. Get out from this place. Then I said a statement. I said, me, I've never gone to the village. People should not add me. Can't they just remove me from the tribe? I'm not part of the tribe. You know, you've never identified with the tribe. You have never gone. So you can't just remove your name. You will not register. I said, can't you just imagine that somebody like me does not exist? He just said, you are mad. Get out. Get out. Hallelujah to Jesus. So funny. I remember one of the auntie of the lady. We say, it can never happen. They were shouting, it can never happen. So me, I was quite stubborn. I would message woman and say, in-law, how are you? Hallelujah to Jesus. The only thing that saved them was that it was not meant to work. If not, you know, they would not say, you will not be able to contest a political position. Who is contesting a political position in the first place? I'm not called to contest a political position. I'm called to preach the gospel. If I marry that tribe, I'll not be able to. There are some privileges. Which privileges? Those that have married tribe by tribe, what privileges do they have in this earth? On this earth? Where is their life going to? Where has it gone to? You know, as I'm saying this, some of you are surprised because this is how you think. and you are Christians. I've been bought with a price. God's own purchase, possession. Born again. I'm full of the Spirit. Hallelujah! Marry an Idoma girl. God forbid, Barton. Our people know they marry those people. Marry a thief man. Hey, Holy Ghost fire! Why? Thief men, God forbid. I've heard people talk like this. A particular lady to be specific. Marry, no, God forbid, bad thing. Hey, I beg. And I looked at that, she started laughing. Then the one that shook me the most is a Igede man and a thief man. When they said the people started laughing, I didn't know why they were laughing. It does not happen, no. I beg. People were begging everywhere. It doesn't happen. They are lucky. If you like, feel like dying, they will marry. You didn't start culture. How the hell does it matter? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is what Paul calls wickedness in high places. Some people that started this and they've died though. The problem is still on our head. They've died. I heard how they started one traditional wedding culture in this state. One language. If you hear it, you'll be shocked. That the elder was vexed and he now changed the time of traditional weddings. Now the man is dead. The time is still the same thing. And people will kill themselves for those culture. I wanted to get married. They told me, Solum, meaning alcohol. So I started telling their pastor, we are not giving. Oh. I touched my father, we are not giving anything. Oh. My dad said, we can try. I said, we are not giving anything. My dad said, what do you want us to do? I said, if they will not allow me, I'll go home. They thought I was joking. I said, I'm going home. I even went outside the gate. Let them just say no. Let me and my pastors, we are God, church members, go back home. The matter is that serious. Are you listening to me? We can't disgrace the kingdom of God. After all my years of praying in tongues and standing for the Lord, it's marriage that will scatter it. Marriage will not scatter my devotion and consecration to the Lord. I told her since, I said, be the John the Baptist. Make straight the paths. Every lady, learn this wisdom. Go and make straight the crooked paths. Make it straight. You are the one that will fight in your home. My husband does not use to drink alcohol. He doesn't give. Do not say, shut up. He said, name me daddy, leave me. He will not give alcohol. You better go and make it straight. Go and bend your mouth in your house. Else you not get all of these wonderful fire blazing men you are seeing here. Praise just turned and looked at Dona like that. And she just did it. When he said, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I know one of my pastor friends many years ago, he wanted to get married. The lady is Idoma, his thief. Then she now told him, our people, they are from, is it Ogbadigbo, they call them or whatever. But they used to charge money. So he told her he doesn't have that kind. She said, don't worry, we are getting married. That's what she said to him. When she went back home, it was coil upon coil. She woke up at that day. My husband is not paying that money. Just lie to them that he has paid. For this one, tell them he has paid. For this one, I will pay. The guy was just here. The Lord was fighting for him. And I said, young man, how much did you do your wedding? He said, Pastor Simon, everything did not reach 500,000. It was like 3 something. I said, really? He said, yes, so plus bride price. Look at how all of you are looking at me. You want a man to spend so that you know that you are not cheap. Make him spend so that he will know my worth. He should spend so that he will know my worth. See, people that they've spent billions, they are still cheating on them. After knowing their worth. This one, Entaba. Are you people in this church? We are still in service. We are talking about spiritual. These are some of the problems. Oh, you think I'm joking? Let me show you from Bible, direct from Bible. Open your Bible to Colossians 2:8. Open the NLT, compare it with the Amplified rendition. That's why some of you, some demons will not leave you because you are holding on to old patterns, old traditional patterns. I mean, when I became born again, even some certain dance in my culture, I stopped it. One day my uncle was dancing. I said, "Why are you dancing like a snake?" I said, "I will not do it." I said, "You are moving your body too much. Like, are you a snake?" If you like, feel bad. Me, I've just said my own. It's what I think. It's not snakes that do like this. So I'm not mocking. I'm telling you my heart. Then when you ask, they'll say, many years ago, there was a snake that bridged the two rivers for us, and we can't forget that snake. Man, we owe that snake. Which one is this one? We owe which snake? I'm telling you, you've heard that story. Many years, there was about, and the snake came and said, cross. Say, one love, bro. Snake. Like snake, we owe you, boy. And that's it. And when we ask, what's the meaning of Azure speed? They say, no, it's just what is Azure speed? Why is it dealing with a lot of people? I ever heard that there are certain ladies that cannot marry because of that spirit. That can just stand and it will start misbehaving. Let's not end there. What of Oleku? Abi Aleku? You see? They say, "Pastor, is this spiritual warfare?" Yes. Some of you are born again, but Aleku have not left you because you are practicing Aleku as a born again. Born again every December, you go back and go and dance a certain Aleku dance. Or you say a certain Aleku ritual. Born again. I heard a lady talking, say, "We, our people believe in Aleku. So every this thing we'll go to do." I say, born again. I hope you know till today there are certain people, certain lineage in this, they still worship certain deities. Till date, they worship. And they've registered all the children to grandchildren. You've been registered there. Before you were born, you were registered. They've registered you. You think you go out by making mouth? I'm born again, bought with a price. God's own special purchase possession. The next thing is born again. Like a demon. Born again. Rubbish. It's painful. I'm above principalities. Look at her, she's doing like a principality now. He said, "Don't allow anyone capture you with empty philosophies, high sounding nonsense." That high sounding what? High sounding nonsense. It says, the high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking. And from what? These are not two different things. No? Listen carefully. The spiritual powers push it in the soul of human, so it becomes human thinking. And that way they subject a man and keep him in a place for a long period of time. How many of you have gone back home and see certain people you used to know, the same cloth, they've not changed? As long as their mindset have not changed, nothing about their life will change. One day I was passing Wuruku, somebody said, "Pastor Simon, my guy, So I knew the guy in Remedias. Played football with him in the same area. Do you know I remember the shirt he was wearing? I'm not trying to mock him or insult him. It's all about mindset. As a man thinking in his heart, if you are thinking like this for 5 years, you will be like this. If you don't change your thinking, your life will not change. He said the Bible said they are human thinking, but they come from more spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. You see it? Our culture, spiritual powers. I said I was not going to buy. And I was outside. They now called me that the matter has been resolved. My wife stood for me. They could not leave me and my husband. No, she stood there. And they say, come back. We can break the culture for you. Let's just patch it. Let's just allow him. If two bottles of Shekpe will not hit this table, nothing will continue. You know, one time, I was talking to some people. Say, Pastor Simon, are you sure you can do that? You know what I said? I said, I heard that people used to come around and say, if you don't pay certain money, you cannot build church. You cannot build this. You cannot build that. I said, we're going to build our church. Nobody will threaten us. They said, there's one man. I said, okay. No problem. David killed Goliath. Did you read that story? Oh my God. Go and read it again this night. You love David the more. David killed Goliath. Look at how he spoke. Oh, ye uncircumcised Philistine. Oh, my God. Oh, ye what? Uncircumcised. Circumcision was the signet for God's people in Israel, in the Old Testament. When he called him uncircumcised, he said, you are not of the Lord. Are you guys hear what I'm trying to say? Oh, you, this one that is not of the Lord, you come and stand against the soldiers of Jesus Christ. He said, don't worry, I'll pluck your head. Ah, he was speaking based on the covenant, the old covenant, based on blood of animals. And you, yeah, you cannot make much with the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
When David said, I'll pluck your head, was there cutlass? No. Was there machete? No. Meaning, don't speak. Don't limit your speaking based on what you have right now. Don't. Yes, sir. Sir, I don't have this money. I cannot do this. Start speaking it. The this thing cometh. The that thing. Say it. As David finished speaking, the situation that stood before him provided what he needed. The situation that stood before him provided the solution for him. I mean, that lack is where God wants to use to make you super abundant. That Goliath started before you. He was not scared. I prophesied and I said, if he doesn't want us, before we start, he will be gone. Let's continue preaching. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. It's true. If another one rises, they will go down. You hear that there's a young man in Benue that takes Goliath down. Not by gun. He stood through the first stone, second, five is a prophetic number for grace. By the grace and power and the finished work of Jesus, you go down. Life. Hallelujah to Jesus. How can I be scared? I'm a cultist. I will deal with you. Cultist. You are a cultist. What kind of blood have you drink? I drank, I killed, I. What's the highest level of blood you drank? Human blood. That's why it's still small. Some of us, we used to drink the blood of God. You know, Christians can be so fearful. They'll go and mark one land and say, one uncle say nobody should enter this land. If you enter the land, you'll die. Your dad will not call for a meeting. Nobody should enter our land. You say, Dad, whose land is our land, but uncle has collected it? It's not all band that mark it, though. It's one uncle. He just drew a line and put one red thing. He said, if you have mine, enter, or you die. That's how we lost our land. They've not jammed your type. Oh, Rabakasho Labaya. They've not jammed your type. Daddy, where's the land? That's it. What did the uncle say? He said we should not enter like this? With this flower? You know, many years in Kaduna, when we got born again, we now knew the trick. Those days, we want to go and cut corn. Do not put one red thing and make it look like juju. You know, we're not really born again. So when we came born again, we still wanted to steal corn. But now we're born again. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we understood that the thing will not work. We will not be joking with it. We will not slap it. Juju. We will not give it. Ignorantly, we wanted to steal corn, but we still knew the power of God was protecting us. And when we finish hitting the juju, we'll carry and be saying, juju, see? Poke. Juju. Poke. And we'll carry the corn and go. See, I'm still preaching, though. My sins are forgiven in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. All other gods are the works of man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The works of man. So why, you know, some people carry their God and come and keep the God and say, oh, juju, oh, juju. Then Christians are like, hey, that's a traditional worshiper. Like I said one time, you see somebody come enter an area, you will not come. Everyone hear me. The God say, they've taught us how to fear in Hollywood, that he needs 5 virgins before the killing will stop. The gods have spoken. Then Igwe's heart. Oh yeah, do a festival and choose 5 virgins. Yeah, stupid God. You need 5 virgins. Mumu. What kind of a God is that need 5 virgins? You want to sleep with them? It's time to wake up. You see, why I'm creating comedy with this is because fear must be eradicated from your heart. You know, some people think we should be careful with Satan. I had some preacher many years ago, he said, see, people of God, I hear people say Satan is not strong. Satan is powerful. He now squeezed himself. Be warned. So all the believers, they'll be like, And all of them will hold their hand. Hey, ba, Satan is powerful. Hey, bo, ko. Oh, no, ko. Is Satan being powerful that is making you squeeze your face? Hey, ko. Pray, we can end like this. Hey, bam, ba, bam, bam, bam. Is Satan-inspired prayer? Satan-inspired prayer. The fear of Satan started the prayer. Prayer can never start by Satan. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh my God. One time came, he said, God gave you authority over everything, but not against Satan. I said, which kind of teaching is this one? In fact, you have authority to bind Satan, but you can. I said, which one is this one? The Bible says he's under our feet. And the God of peace will crush Satan where? Under your feet. Romans 16:20. Is it scripture that is the problem or English that is the problem? When they talk like this, there's a way they make it look like the whole cloud of heaven is on their head as they are talking and create fear in the hearts of people. The next moment you see somebody pray in the midnight, he's scared of Satan. Oh, the devil is powerful. Sha. I will not end like this. How? Who told you end like how? How do you want to end? Pray in the spirit. How can prayer, listen, people of God, how can prayer be, I will not end like this? I will not. Is that prayer? Don't snap me in that position. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I thought you were snapping me in that position. How can prayer end like that? How can that be prayer? Listen to the statement. I will not end like this. Is that prayer? You are just crying. You will not end. Don't just end like that. Why are you doing I will not end? Well, is that prayer? Then you see every young man around there, everybody will bend head. You will not end like that. You don't be thinking they hold higher ranks. Some of them will come here, they are not even at your level. You see that here. I'm not joking. I'm telling you the truth. You will teach them, including their pastors. They will all sit down and learn. Many years ago, a young man came before him, his babe. He said he was in a vision and he saw himself teaching some great guys they call apostles. He was talking, they were writing. See, I'm not trying to make ourselves look big. Listen carefully. I don't even share that vision. I always share it once in a while. He said, while he was talking, they were writing. So he now stood up from the vision. He was very, he was just wondering, what kind of a vision is this one? And he told his roommate. The roommate said, the Holy Spirit says you should tell your pastor. So when he called me, he told me the vision. I said, I don't understand what kind of vision I knew. And I said, but it seems like you leave my ministry materials. It seems you are looking for other things. He said, yes, I wanted to go deep. I said, where are we? Are we shallow? You know what some people mean by deep? There are realms where when you sin, you know, when men sin, God forgive them. But there's a realm beyond the normal, the realm of the immortals, where when you sin, God cannot forgive you. He kills you so that a generation will not learn that pattern. What? High sounding. Come and take something. Let me be sensitive in service. That is the best thing to say. High sounding nonsense. It's the truth. It looks so high. And do you know what the most painful part? Do you know the most painful part? Is the people. Do you see the people that listen? That's the most painful part of it. What are you being serious for? What the heck is that? You know, one time, listen, we're not trying to mock. We are going somewhere. If we don't talk about these things, people will continue doing it. That's why some people are scared of Christianity. We are behaving like this Christianity cannot be accessible by everybody. There's a way some people preach this thing like that. It's like some human beings cannot be Christians. The way they talk it. Say, my brother, if you want to walk with God, let me tell you, you will cry. He will make you cry. You can't be happy. See, let's be real with you. Serving God, you cannot be happy. You will cry. And this sister just gave her life to Christ. She just became born again. She's considering following this God or going to club with her friends. Then she just entered the church and the pastor is like, my brother and sister, you can't serve this God. You will cry. He will make you cry. And the sister, he will make me cry. She will run. She will run for her life. You just threaten her with God. It's as if Christianity is for some certain kind of people. No! Jesus is the way for all, not some. All! You know, some people don't have you know why they have a problem with some of us? We make Christianity easy for some people. One man asked me, he said, how can somebody leave divinity in simplicity? How can that be the motto of my ministry? I said, God told me. And I quoted 1 John 5:3. He said, is this part in the Bible? I said, yes, see it. To serve God is easy. Oh, glory to God forevermore. So he wanted to sound deep. And I told him, you see what God has showed you? God that just gave you wisdom. What you know, they don't even know. I tell you the truth, if you start saying it, they will be perplexed. I told him, sit down to what is true. Stop following things because you want to sound deep or behave deep. Who told you somebody is spiritual because he walks like this? Who told you that's what makes somebody spiritual? You don't greet people, you have bad character. You think you are spiritual. People greet you are like, is that how Jesus walked on the earth? Whoever saw scripture that Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus woke up in the morning and bent his head and the side of his mouth and he began to pray and move. And when men greeted him, he raised one of his hands and said, bless you. Nothing like that happened in scripture. He walked nicely. Such a sweet man. Jesus was never strange before people. He was talking like a normal man. It is only when it comes to situation, he will just... If not, Jesus will greet you, good morning, how are you? When the little children came to him, he did not say, children, calm down. The move of God is here. Jesus is the reality of heaven and earth. Everything, he was the center, the hotspot of heaven and earth. Yet children came, he was playing with children, rubbing their hair. Allow the little ones, children, come to me. He didn't drive them. The master, the hotspot of heaven and earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Told Zacchaeus, come down, let's go and eat in your house. And when they were eating pig, did you get what I said? And some other meat. Somebody said, Jesus did not eat the pig, but he was sitting with people eating the pig. So even if you claim he didn't eat the pig, he approved pig. He sat where pig was being eaten. So choose either of which to believe. He ate or did not eat, but he doesn't have a problem with pig. Pig was involved. He created pig. You think the person that created pig does not know how sweet pig is? Before TV people knew that Gyodondo, Jesus knew that Gyodondo. Do you understand? Because he created Gyo and made it to Dondo. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah, some people discriminating animals. They say, I'm a Christian, I don't eat pig. What? The first time Peter had an animal vision. You didn't get what I'm trying to explain to you. The first person that had a prophetic animal vision was Peter. It was when he was dealing with all animals until he came to pig. God said, "We angels will have to meet this guy this night. This is an insult to my creation." And Peter slept and saw animals. The first animal he saw being killed was pig. God caught the neck. He said, "Eat." And he told Jesus, "I cannot eat." Ha! That's how terrible religion can be. He was telling God, I can't eat this unclean thing. God said, eat. You say, I cannot eat this unclean thing. God had to speak to Peter, don't call what I've created unclean. That's how terrible religion can be. Terrible. God said, pray in the spirit. He said, no, it's not for us. We don't believe in praying tongues. He didn't say put on some. He said put on the whole armor of God. Not some. Are you listening to me? So that you are able to stand the fiery wheels of the devil. The whole armor of God. You must understand that demons are knowledgeable. They have a lot of wisdom. Stupid wisdom. That they want to find expression upon the face of the earth. According to the scriptures. The Bible told us. We just read it in Colossians 2:8. Those ideologies which are high sounding nonsense are sponsored by what? Demons. Through human thinking. They make it become like you're thinking. You just wake up and say, I feel like. You know, I heard a lady on media, on social media, she said, I just grew up realizing that I like male and women, male and female at the same time. I sleep with men and I just grew up realizing myself like that. Remember, the demons will send the thought you will not think is your own thinking. And as a man now imagines in his heart, he will not think that's him. Though through an imagination, you will imagine the imagination and think it's you. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? I don't know why I like men. You don't like men as a man. You are just being under the influence, moving under the influence of the devil. It's easy to be delivered. Start looking at a woman that God, just be looking at, when you see women, wow, you will realize something. The Bible said, just be see, if your eyes are single, your whole body will be flooded with light. You see yourself liking men, just go and sit down one day. Sit where the female hosted. Just sit and let them be passing. Before you know it, you start doing, wow, wow. Oh, wow. You won't know what God really did. How can you look at a woman and say, I like a man, for goodness sake? How? You look at a woman, look at what God took his time to do, and I say, man, I prefer, what the heck is wrong with you? You look at a fine man like us. You don't say, I prefer a woman. Where? Look at how Pastor Ed is fine. I'm shy to say me. You don't say you prefer. I like. Then you now say it's civilization. Obama will now come and say, yes, let's advance according to human thinking. We advance as the world advances. You know, say, wow, the president of America said we should advance. Who are you, Simon? Because you have low self-esteem. As Joe Biden have said it, that's all. Bible says, be not conformed to the systems of the world. But be what? You can't meet God and fear any man. Yes, sir. You respect all men, but not fear. Yes, sir. Are you listening to me tonight, people of God? Be bold about your beliefs. Be bold about your faith. Let nobody scare you. Are you listening to me? Nobody should scare you. They are mocking you that you don't do malpractice. No problem. Be excited that you are not doing it. It should be the Alpha and Omega of your life. The beginning and the end. God cannot be in the marketplace when you are graduated. And in school, he was not there. Because you couldn't read. Or you didn't believe in your faith. Firstly, the reason why people cheat is because they don't believe in themselves. And that's why they don't read books. If you read, if you believe in yourself, you will read because you know that you will pass. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? What is calculus? What is this? It's so easy. Think about it. Look at the best student in your class. Go and compare your eyes and his eyes. Your nose and his nose. Look at whether his own is different. Whether they created it on the 18th day. Go and look at it carefully. Some of these people that pass more than you, you are very sharp than them. You don't just know how to use your brain. You know, one day, I was sharing with somebody. We sat down in a, what they call this one that a student will come and be teaching? Tutorial. And I heard one guy that was on high. I saw he was asking a question. And so you mean that? And I asked the person, I said, is it that guy that is on this? He said, yes. I said, Now, wow. I was shocked. The way he was asking question. And I asked the guy, I said, why are you not better than him? Say, my brother, I don't know. And I told him, you are not focused. Your problem is football. If you are focused, look at how that guy is asking questions. You have understood since, yes or no? He say yes. But he's still asking questions. But the guy will go and take time and read. You think you have arrived. Read. 2 days to exam. Time, day. Now when the exam they start? 3 o'clock the next day. Time. Opo. Day. Early morning the next day, you are still finishing that your episode. When it's 12, okay, you are carrying all the materials in your bag. Big bag full of all the, you want to start the reading of first, from first, you want to start it that day and finish that day. You are not cramming. 3 seconds to exam. Excuse me, sir, you carry the material. Why will you not fail? You want to cram everything that time. That's what makes a lot of people to fail. Meanwhile, that young boy started from the beginning. Every day is looking at. The thing has become picture in his heart. He can see it anywhere he's going to. You that have bright mind. If you did it, you'd have been 10 times better than him. I said one time, impact is not haphazardly achieved. It is what? Strategically achieved. One time I sat with my mati. I told you about the story, isn't it? We were reading. So I told her, hold this material. Ask me any question inside. That was when I started actually reading books so well in school. Believe me, I am not happy saying it, but I'm being sincere with you people. She made me to start reading very well. So I was reading. And I said, let me shock you. Hold this material. Ask me any question in this book. I'll answer it. She asked, I answered. Asked, I answered. Word for word. She looked at me. She asked another, I'll answer. I said, anything. I'm seeing the book as we're talking now. As you're asking me, I'm reading it. She was shocked. Next advice, Pastor Simon, do you know if you gave just little time to academics, there would have been nobody like you? I said, I know. Because she said there's a way she reads. And the way she reads is that when she's done reading, she will set questions. And when she's done, she'll be answering the questions. So me, I said, just hold the book. Ask me. Ask me anything. And I was shining. Firstly, I had faith. Secondly, my babe was the one asking me. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I can't mess up. The Lord give you understanding. She was my babe that time. She's now my wife. May your babe become your wife. See rejection. So say, hey, Holy Ghost fire. Some people are doing Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? Are you understanding me tonight? So run away from all those high sounding nonsense. Hey, one time a preacher was teaching. He said, listen, people of God, if you are not a Christian until you have a scar, you don't have a message. I said, what? Scar. Show me a preacher without a scar and I'll show you a man who does not have experience. I said, God. I want to finish then. So listen, all of you, if you give birth to your children, make sure they have a scar. Else they can't be preachers. Start creating one for you. Maybe Igala people, that's why they are giving their I don't know. Such a mentality. So every young man growing now, hears that he's scared. Hey, well, God, give me a serious car so that I can have a miss. Everybody's waiting for his car. Jesus said something in the Bible. He said, some people have labored. He said, you are coming to enter into the rest. That's what he said. He said, others have labored. Yourselves are coming to what? Enter into the rest. Did he not say it in the Bible? So what are you getting scared for? Okay, the things John G. Lake did and Paul did, you think I will come and do them again? Even though we are going to a city now, we have house to buy, we have money to buy out. They didn't have. They labored, we have entered into the rest. We didn't labor like them. So to be cowardice for you to be praying that, Lord, I want to die like John G. Lake. You are not knowledgeable. Do you understand what I'm trying to teach you this evening? Very important. So all those people that hype Satan, all those hype men of Satan, don't listen to them. Satan's hype men. That is why many are weak in the faith. See, people of God, listen to me. You don't understand where I'm coming from. Some of us suffered. Jesus Christ. I remember the day I deleted messages from my system. I'll never forget. It was out of anger. The way I pressed the delete button, I wanted to use my leg. Delete from my phone in the name of Jesus. I was tired of life. Because you'll be done listening to the Lord. We didn't have that confidence. Because when God finished speaking to us, we'll now hear some top guys say some things. We'll not be wondering if we're right. And when in trying to follow this path now, we go back to the same sin. And one day I say, God, no. And the Lord told me, say, I will teach you the word. And you go back to those things. That is why you are still in that life. I deleted it. I remember that night I cried. I woke up the next day, I became a changed man. The moment I started teaching in that fellowship, people thought I was a madman. In fact, they started making sure I don't preach for a long period of time. But the testimony was so evident. I was able to stand against all odds by the power of the Holy Ghost. So that kind of teaching, what will it do? It will make people think, you know, people are now scared to save their weak people. Nobody wants to. If you go into in such assemblies, many of them are proud because nobody wants to feel smaller than another person. All of them will have this sense of arrival. They are trying to maintain a stature or one stays in the spirit. Meanwhile, if you check so much inside, they are weak babies, addicts. Nobody can bend to the grace of God. They feel like they labored. They have labored and they gained stature. One time I heard somebody talking. He said, see, let me tell you the truth. Some things are not by grace. I said, God. What foolishness. Paul said in the Bible, he said, everything I became is by the grace of God. He said, but Paul said he labored. He said, I labored to enter into the rest.
He labored to enter into a rest that had been prepared for him. The rest prepared for you is the grace of God. What you do, you work out your salvation to enter into that rest. So, the person that prepared the rest and you that worked out, who did a better job? Can you compare your working out the salvation, which is praying, to what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary? Then you have the impetus to say some things are not by grace. It's ignorance. How do you know such people? Emphasize the finished work. They will not emphasize it. It is laboring in the flesh they will emphasize. That's why I see some of these people doing like something is wrong with their minds. They are brothers and sisters in the faith, but something is wrong with their mind. I heard one saying that, I heard that we should not kill witches. Me too, I don't want to kill a witch, but do you know that a witch can kill you and repent? So my brothers, let's kill them before they kill us. I said, such ignorance. Do you know where you are? Do you know who you are? How can witches touch you? How can they touch you? How many witches do you know that you want to kill? Do you know all the witches in your life, around your family that you want to kill? It's not given to you to go and be knowing witches. The Bible said we are seated. It says if you died with Christ and are resurrected, set your heart above where Christ is. You don't think everything in the physical, you think everything in the supernatural. You are seated far above what? Principalities and far above powers. Forget about all this hyping of Satan. He is the most useless, powerless being that's ever hit the earth. And right now, if Christians must talk about Satan, it should be spoken about like a specimen. Yes, specimen. How many of you have been in the lab before and have seen specimen before? Wave your hands. You've seen specimen. Were they harmful? They may look harmful, but they are not harmful. They are dead. And we're using them to explain because they don't have any power. When we talk about Satan in the church, we should speak about him like a specimen. There used to be this guy that was thinking he was a big guy till Jesus died, was buried and resurrected. And right now, it's just some carcasses in the lab that we used to explain how that... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's not a function. He's dead and useless. Hebrews 2:14, the one that had power over dead had power over dead. The devil had been what? Destroyed. And today we defeat him how? By the finished work of Jesus through the words of our testimony. What does the scripture mean? Let the redeemed of the Lord don't stop at knowing that they are redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say, I'm redeemed. Whatever Jesus has said, done for you, believe it and speak it. That's faith. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe and so we what? Speak. The spirit of faith doesn't just believe, it speaks out. You can't have faith and wake up and say, hey, yeah, my back is paining me. No, you wake up. If you believe your back cannot pain you, you stand up. My back cannot pain me. I'm above only. You can have the spirit of faith and say, some people will not say, don't make mouth that you will not sin. One day, in case you sin, people will not laugh at you. That's not the spirit of faith. That's the human calculation and human strength in view. If you now understand that it is no longer you that live, but Christ that begins to live as you. If you now understand that the new strength you have is the strength of God himself. The Bible describes that strength in Ephesians 1 through 18 in the Amplified Version. It says, unlimited. What? Immeasurable. Unlimited. Surpasses greatness. Verse 19 of Ephesians Amplified. Unlimited. Immeasurable. Surpasses greatness. That's the power at work in you. He said that power was produced when God raised Jesus from the dead. Do we have that power? Now, if the same spirit, which is immeasurable, unlimited, and surpasses greatness, lives in you, what has it done? Quicken you. Did you observe something? As we are saying now, are you observing that fear is going away? You have not received the spirit to what? Fear again. So if whatever you are listening is bringing fear, it's not the gospel. That's the way. That's the litmus test for knowing the gospel. Every time Jesus appears in scripture, he will say, fear not. I wonder a God we are knowing today that is causing us to fear. The God that appeared to people in scripture will tell people the first thing he will say when he appears, fear not. If you know a God that is making you afraid, it's not our God. our God cannot meet you like this and say, be scared of me, I'm God. He will tell you, fear not. The gospel does not make anybody scared. It makes you confident. Do you understand me tonight? So forget about all those Satan hypers. Forget about them. I'm not saying be enemies, but forget about them. And if you have opportunity, preach to them. Love them. But don't fall a victim of the same ideologies they have. And never make them hate you. Because Satan will use them to want to make... Satan will try. I hope you know that Satan functions through a lot of people. Don't underestimate him. He can function through a lot of people. See, how to know Satan is by his ideologies, not by the people's face. Hey, Sandra cannot do this thing to me. Just hear what Sandra is saying. Satan used the person God selected for aid. Eve. Satan used Eve. God created the first man, created the first woman. Say, this is your wife. Satan used her. This is how much Satan can go. That's how much he can go. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He used somebody's wife that God, the devil. You know, they'll say, if you marry wrongly, Satan will use the woman against you or the man against you. This one married rightly. Brothers and sisters, Satan still flowed. Why? Miles Monroe said, whatever you mismanage, you lose. He said, whenever you see crisis, there was mismanagement. Now look at the problem there. Adam was supposed to manage Eve the right way. The management there was this. Adam was supposed to be in charge, but he allowed the woman to be in charge. You didn't get what I'm trying to say. God told Adam, don't eat from that tree. Tell Eve not to eat from it. He didn't even tell Eve because he told Adam. That's what the Bible said. Adam now allowed his wife, to tell him something against what God has already said. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? That's what happens to a man that is too emotional, emotionally unstable. You must know the parameters to which you can love your wife. It should not go beyond the speakings of God. You must understand this. It's just a thin line into truth and error. Because there's a mentality today that says if you listen to your wife, you go far. I also agree. There are a lot of men that have listened to their wife and they went backward, not far. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? So, this is the point. Don't be suspecting your wife. That's not what I'm saying. Now, your wife wants to speak now and start looking at her. Now, God, they speak, I've been a devil. That's not what I'm saying. You know the word of God, and by it, you can discard anything that is not of God. He said, when we know the revelation of Christ, we can what? Subject every thought and ideology that seems what? Raise itself. Did you catch that now? So now, when anybody is speaking to us now, we hear their ideologies. We know when is the devil speaking. We know. She may be so intentional, but honey, Satan just spoke through you. Oh, why are you saying that? What of Peter in the Bible? Have you ever cried and told somebody, I love you? Even most of you, I don't believe anybody here can cry and tell a girl. Those days have passed. Peter cried and told Jesus, I love you, Master, you will not die. I stay here for you. He said it. Read your Bible. I'm here. We will not allow you to die. When he was crying, he didn't stop crying. He was crying. Jesus was just eating bread. Get behind me, Satan. What? Imagine your wife is crying. Baby, please. She's now imposing one ideology. Now say, get behind me, Satan. You know, you have that marriage have finished. So you shouldn't say it that way. You find a beautiful way to say it. Baby, the devil is using you. Please stop crying. Just be wise. Tell her I can't do that now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, get behind me. In the midst of his tears, Jesus told Peter, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. I told my friend one time, I said, that's religion. God, this is religion. Religion don't have substance, but they are claiming that they can do what only a man of substance can do. This is what I'm trying to say. Jesus was not yet dead, buried, and resurrected, and a man is claiming that he can love Jesus. Remember, he has said in his word, 1 John 4:19, you cannot love, you can only love me because I have first loved you. So you have not seen the death of Jesus where he showed his love to us, and you are claiming you can love him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's religion. Claiming to love God without your understanding of his finished work. And that's why they are standing on sinking sand. When flood comes, you will see religious people, they will tie their tie in a certain way, not wear their ring, until a season come upon them. Then in church, they will be using the church hall to do party, calling it Youth Week. The Lord give you understanding. That's religion. They will say once in a while we need to flex. That's religion. Some of us here were in certain denomination where they allowed flexing for a week. There was a week of flexing. Where we can take alcohol to steeple, do party in church. Then on Saturday, we confess our sins and we're cool on Sunday. It happened. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? Are you understanding me tonight? So run away from Satan hypers. That's my emphasis tonight. Paul warned Timothy against such preachers. He said those people that babble rubbish, saying all these mysteries that doesn't have a foundation. Old wife fables in his days. There was a mystery called the old wife fables. All those funny ideologies. He said, run away from them. We have such people in our days today. Their mystery will come from one generation to another. There was a time, just that most of them are using their head. When they see there is error, they now keep quiet. There was a time in this nation that there was something called genealogy, spiritual genealogy, where somebody will stand here and tell you that I came from the lineage and the loins of Abraham. You can look at courage and say, I see Isaac lineage. You say, no, it's Samson lineage. They're not reminding that Samson fell to Delilah. When I say, no. We are from the lineage of Daniel. Yes, Daniel. If you leave all of us to choose our lineage, who will choose Samson? Who will choose some kind of people? Do you get what I'm trying to say? If they allow you to choose your lineage, will you choose who's that prostitute in the scriptures that helped the Israelites? Will you choose Rahab? Most of you say no. They say Rahab. No, God forbid, that's not my lineage. I hear Mary, the mother of Jesus. Everybody will use Mary, Hannah, Deborah, and the rest. Esther's them. All those slave queens is Esther they'll choose. We from the lineage of Esther. That's what they'll choose. And when we go before the king, we have favor. Don't you see it? That when we walk down the road, people help us and take us in their cars. The lineage of Esther. People will choose what they like. There was a time their pastor Emma said they were the Nazarenes. Pastor Anne was the one that told me that time. Thank God for their sister in the faith. They would have just finished. Say, but Pastor, you know they were saying they live here like Nazarenes. They are from the lineage of Nazarenes. What will you do? And I said, who are the Nazarenes? They are Pastor Emma. So no wonder he was leaving his hair very long. Nazarenes. So I came to church diving. I said, Nazarenes. They were wondering who told me they are Nazarenes. I said, how are you, Nazarenes? Hallelujah to Jesus. Funny things. You've heard. Most of you have heard some that I've not even heard. There's a time now, somebody was preaching, he said, we are suffering ourselves. I read the book of Isaiah. I went to see a prophet and they kept me for 2 hours. When he came, I said, sorry, son, I was speaking with Isaiah. I said, hey! All the boys in the church stood up. Everybody was like this. We are reading Isaiah. Men are speaking face to face with Isaiah. People stood up in church. I said, hi. The height of foolishness. Kukuma, close the Bible. Everybody should go and look for what they want to see. Close the Bible. Some of these things are demons you are seeing. So 2 Corinthians 11:4 thereabout says, even the devil portrays himself as a what? Angel of light. Angel of light. You don't know how far Satan can go. He can go very far. Very, very far. Just to lie to you. Do you understand me tonight, people of God? It's time to wake up. He can go that far. Second Corinthians 11:14. As an angel of light, he portrays himself. He can go that far to deceive people, give people false dream, false vision. How do you know when Satan is talking? How do you know when he's speaking? Even though you had a prophetic encounter, how would you know? Hallelujah to Jesus. True visions. I mean, through the word of God, sorry. If it comes in vision, you have the knowledge of God's word. You can tell this is a devil speaking. This is a devil speaking. You can just tell. The thing may have a very beautiful face, but you can tell this is the devil speaking because you know God's word. Else, we're in trouble if we cannot tell which one is of light and of darkness. If we leave them telling us, listen, I am an angel of this, we should be able to know from what they are saying. So as a child of God, don't be feeling like when you have an encounter, then it's something, you know, something beautiful. You'll be looking for an encounter. I want to see an angel. Lord, help me to see an angel. Help me to see St. Michael. Help me to see some. No. No. One of the funny things I found on the head, you know what is that? The Bible calls Christians saints. Some people are naming angels saints. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? God never called. Is it to which of the angels has he ever said? Some people are calling it now. There's something like Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint El, the angels. I'm not talking about you. For you now, since you took the name, we can call you a saint. But Michael is not a saint. Gabriel is not a saint. It is you that is a saint. We can say something like Saint Sewesi. See. Because you are bearing the name. Saint on the way. We can say something like Saint Oklo. Oklahoma have gotten sent. You can hear something like Saint Amaka. Unbelievable. Saint Uncle. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you been blessed? See, go in the fire and the boldness of the Spirit. This last scripture, then we pray very fast. Because if I don't say this scripture, there's no balance to this teaching. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. Everyone read with me. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6. Want to go? So be on your guard. Not asleep like others. Stay alive. Amplify. So then, let us not sleep in what? As the rest of the world does. But let us what? Alert and let us be what? Self-controlled and... You know what Paul is insinuating? You can know all of these things and be spiritually dead. You can know it all and be spiritually dead. Wake up and pray. Listen, don't just think, you know, as we're saying now, you'll be thinking, I'm just hitting on the wrong perspective to prayer. I'm not hitting on prayer. Prayer is still the only way out. Are you listening to me? It's a wrong perspective of prayer that I'm against. I'm not against prayer. We must all pray, else we are fainting. You must learn to pray. Make it a culture. Make it a lifestyle. Make it a religion. Jesus permits prayer to be a religion. It must be every day. In fact, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Do you know you can pray without... In fact, as Christians, we pray without ceasing. You can be in your shop and the Holy Ghost just moves upon you. He wants to address something related to you. You are not aware. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Holy Spirit helped our infirmities. So, listen. I heard this, I think, from Kenneth Hagin or so. There are two realms, alright? How he helps our infirmity. Firstly, you can initiate the prayer. You want to pray. Religiously. Rabagababa. Then he helps you. Other times, remember the scripture says, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Holy Ghost helped our infirmities. So there are times he wants you to pray that you don't know you are supposed to start praying already. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So he puts an impression in your spirit. He begins to put a burden in your spirit. You now feel like you should start praying. Not because you wanted to pray, but because he's pressing you. He's beckoning on you to pray. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Why? Because he wants to address something. That's why sometimes in the night you just find yourself awake, alert, clear-headed. He's the one that calls you to wake up. What do you do? Pray! As you are praying, things are shifting. Things are arranging. You must love prayer. See, even if you don't love prayer, start saying it by faith. There is no way out. I love prayer. Just be saying it. Even if it's a lie, be prophesying it. I love prayer. I like to pray. Hallelujah. I like. It should be a confession because that's the only way out. Are you listening to me? Prayer is the common denominator throughout the Old and the New Testament for manifestation on the earth. You must learn to pray, else we faint. The only time we'll cease from praying the way we are praying right now is in the parousia. In the kingdom's reign. Legal. Everything is legal. He comes, he reigns, you know. By now, right now, we're plugging into that realm by faith. It's more like an overlapping. We're into the kingdom, but we're not into it fully. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? So we're plugging fully into the kingdom by faith. And since we're plucking by faith, he said, man, we say we live by faith and not by sight. So since we live by faith, we must always pray. Because if we pray, we build up our most holy faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So as Christians, we must pray. Else we'll not have strong faith, we'll have weak faith. You must learn to pray. When you pray, you wake up one morning. You look at that fake girlfriend and say, get her from my house. I'm not doing it again. She's like, bestie. No, I'm not doing it again. I'm not. You are getting capacitated. Are you listening to me? Things you could not do before, you cannot do it. Do you know some of you, when you start praying, that guy that will always insult you, not tell him I love you, you just wake up and say, I hate you. Get out. Abigail, is it me? Get out. Now, you have received capacity in the spirit. You are strong. You can wake up and say, you did sin, I'm not doing you again. In fact, you are shocked that you have been doing this sin. But if you don't pray, you will never come to that realm. Are you listening to me tonight? You will never come to that point. That is why you can see Christians that have just head knowledge, yet they want to go to parties. They are still in stupid places. How can you be a Christian? Friends will influence you to certain areas in this town to go and sit down. We'll be passing and we'll see you sit where unbelievers are seated. Not because you are preaching, you are flexing, you are just enjoying breeze. If you are preaching, nobody will insult you. But you sit there, they are smoking and you are smiling, you are gisting. You are a fake Christian. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
setting songs as a Christian? Of course, you are not a Christian. So, Pastor Simon, how did you come to this point? There was a time in my life I would listen to gospel and worldly at the same time. There was a time. When I come to church, they would delete it. When I go back home, I would download it. There was a time in my life. My guys were Bruno Mars, R. Kelly. All of them today, it's like they have problem. Bruno Mars now, I heard, does not liking women against men. R. Kelly now is in the prison. So imagine I was walking in that path. I don't know where I would have been in my life today. These were the guys I used to follow. R. Kelly, Bruno Mars. You understand what I'm trying to say? These guys that knew. And now in the class in the morning, I'll be singing. Girls will gather me. Oh, Simon! Oh! They'll be clapping. Jesus Christ. And foolish me, every morning, I was singing. Foolish me. Every morning, you come to the class. The storm is over. And you see people be clapping. Wow, so cute. So cute. My spiritual father will be deleting. God bless his soul. He'll be deleting. He will delete. He will delete. He will delete. Until one day, while praying in the midnight, I woke up. And I said to myself, how foolish was I? How foolish? That day he didn't delete. In the night, I deleted everything. When we got to church, he looked at my phone, nothing. He called me and hugged me. Now I'm grown. When I'm a child, the Bible says you do everything that you want to do when you are a child. It says, but when you are grown up, one takes you by the hand and leads you to what? Places. It's time to grow. Tell somebody it's time to grow. Tell somebody it's time to grow. Let's get into real-time ministry. Are you here? Tell somebody, let's get into retired ministry. You will be praying now, God will be showing you places to go and preach the gospel. Some of you will wake up and be snapping pictures in certain areas in this town where nobody has preached. Are you listening to me? God should start showing you all those kind of things. You wake up on your own, you are moved to go and pray for somebody. That person that has been on your street for a long time, you are moved to go and pray. Tell somebody, fire in my spirit. Bow your heads and pray in the spirit.
Oh, holy, holy, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Holy, holy, blessed is he.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed is he Rabbekosunabalakatabaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo, Rabba Shara Baba 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 Baba. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. We hail you, we worship you, we hail you, Most High. We hail you, we truly worship you. You are Jesus Christ. You are the Alien of Israel. Jesus Christ, Alien of Israel. Jesus Christ, you're the Alien of Israel. Oh, Rabba, ba, ba, ba. Jesus Christ, you're the Alien of Israel. You're the Lion of Judah, the Lamb upon the throne. We truly hail you, Most High. You're the Lion of Judah, yeah. The Lamb upon the throne. We hail you, Most High. We truly hail you. We worship you. We hail Most High.
We have, yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we have you most high. We have, we have, we worship you. Woo! Lord, we have. You are most high, you are most high, God. Hey, 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 hey. We have you, Lord. Hey, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we truly have. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. We have, we have. We worship you, Lord. Hey, yeah, we have. Hey, yeah, we have, we have. We truly have. We have, we worship you. We have. Era makona manatete Enna raboshi aramaya narareva Enna bakona tesa pakara de boli arabok He aramoka rari arabo E babara de bakon E mayana maria
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.